Mistakes Can Kill You by Louis L'Amour. Ma Redlin looked up from the stove. Where's Sam? Is he still out yonder? Johnny rubbed his palms on his chaps. He ain't coming to supper, Ma. He done rode off. Pa and Elsie were watching him, and Johnny saw the hard lines of temper around Pa's mouth and eyes. Ma glanced at him apprehensively, but when Pa did not speak, she looked to her cooking. Johnny walked around the table and sat down across from Elsie. And when Pa reached for the coffee pot, he looked over at Johnny. Was he alone, boy? Or did he ride off with that no-account Albie Bower? Now, it was in Johnny neither to lie nor to carry tales. And reluctantly, he replied, he was with somebody. I reckon I couldn't be sure who it was. And Redlin snorted and put down his cup. It was a sore point with Joe Redlin that his son and only child should take up with the likes of Albie Bower. Back in Pennsylvania and Ohio, the Redlins had been good, God-fearing folk, while Bower was no good and came from a no-good outfit. Lately, he'd been flashing money around, but he claimed to have won it gambling at Degney's four-star saloon. Once more, I'll tell him, Redlin said harshly. I'll have no son of mine traipsing around with that four-star outfit. Pack of thieves, that's what they are. And Ma looked up worriedly. She was a buxom woman with a round apple-cheeked face, and good humor was her normal manner. Don't you be saying that away from home, Joe Redlin. That lost Degner's a gunslinger, and he'd like nothing so much as to shoot you.